Good evening and welcome. You're watching the Buck Stops here. I'm Vishnu Shom. The images that you saw over there was from the Indian Air Force's Iron Fist air power demonstration out in the Western Desert in Pokhran. We'll be looking at what those exercises were all about and look at it from the context, a larger context. And that context is this: the Indian Air Force's strength, its fleet strength, that seems to be coming down. How bad is that situation? But the big focus this evening, the water wars between Punjab and Haryana has been reignited. Punjab has decided to defy a Supreme Court order over sharing of water from the Satluj River, saying the state would not abide by any order against its interests. The top court had directed the maintenance of the status quo on the land meant for the Satluj-Yamuna link canal after Haryana alleged that attempts were being made to alter its use by levelling it. And now Delhi has waded into the debate, with Arvind Kejriwal facing flak for his comments on the issue while campaigning in Punjab. He had said Punjab doesn't have any water to spare. Changing track today, he said it's not appropriate to play politics over this. We'll all share water. This a day after Haryana made it clear they would not be sharing water with Delhi, given the remarks made by Arvind Kejriwal. Well, we'll bring in all the parties, the Shiromani Akali Dal, the BJP and the Aam Aadmi Party, as we discuss water wars. Is competitive politics drowning out real reason? And as I mentioned, even as the Air Force showcases its might in Pokhran, it's down to just 32 squadrons of fighters, the lowest in a decade. The Air Force's show of might, but is depleting fighter strength a bigger concern? But first, let's go across to some breaking news coming in just now. The impasse over government formation in Jammu and Kashmir. Barkhada joins me on the line at this stage with some news on government formation. And Barkha, it seems the impasse continues. The PDP makes it clear that they had made no fresh demands to the BJP. Is that right?
Yes, Vishnu, at the moment the news that we're getting basically suggests very clearly that the talks between the BJP and the PDP have hit a wall. They've pretty much failed, at least at the moment. But what's really important is that the BJP interlocutor Ram Madhav, who basically was one of the leaders who drafted the alliance agreement with the PDP, today gave a statement saying that the government cannot be formed if new conditions are going to be made by the PDP. Mehbooba Mufti's party has hit back. Senior party leaders have actually released specific paragraphs from the agenda of alliance agreement that basically they say prove that not a single new condition has been made. They have revealed, perhaps for the first time, details of the negotiations that have been taking place between Mehbooba Mufti's party and the BJP, and said that there were five issues, Vishnu, that were being negotiated with Amit Shah and Ram Madhav and others. This included the control of two power projects in Jammu and Kashmir, the relocation of the army from pre-agreed designated areas, and the naming of Jammu and Srinagar as smart cities. None of this has happened according to the PDP, and the PDP is now basically accusing the BJP of not honoring a commitment that it already made in writing in the agenda of alliance agreement. The PDP stressing that no new conditions have come, even indicating that Mufti Muhammad Saeed, who died recently, took a great political risk in forging in this initiative, but the center and the BJP and the Modi government have not reciprocated it. So this message being put out with details of the paragraphs that list the issues that the BJP had committed to, now the PDP is hit back, Vishnu. The PDP saying the BJP not honoring its agreement, the BJP claiming that the PDP has made new conditions, the PDP releasing paragraphs of an agreement already agreed to by the BJP. The short conclusion of this long story, of course, is that I do not see a government being formed anytime soon, and we are possibly then looking at fresh elections unless they are able to go back to the drawing board and renegotiate.
All right, Barkha, we leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us. On now to our big debate this evening, the water wars. Punjab has decided to defy a Supreme Court order over the sharing of water from the Satluj River, saying the state will not abide by any order against its interests.
Ahead of the heat and dust of the Punjab election, it's water that's raising the political temperature. Open defiance by the state government a day after the top court ordered a status quo on the land meant for the Satluj-Yamuna link canal. The assembly passed a resolution moved by the chief minister saying the state would not abide by any order against its interests on water. Punjab has no water to share with any state, so there is no need for the Satluj-Yamuna link. It cannot be constructed.
The SYL canal cannot be built, and they cannot allow it to be built in defiance of the rights of the state over its river waters.
Work on this canal began over 30 years ago. It's yet to be finished. Trouble began last week as Punjab passed a bill that facilitates the return of farmland acquired for the canal. A worried Haryana moved the top court, after which the court ordered the status quo. What stoked tempers in Haryana further were remarks by the Delhi Chief Minister in Punjab defending the Akali government's stance. Remarks widely seen as a bid to win over voters in Punjab, where his party hopes to make it a three-way fight. But after Haryana's agriculture minister reacted angrily, threatening to cut off supply to Delhi, came an ironical twist.
इस तरह से राजनीति करना ठीक नहीं है। सारों को पानी मिलना चाहिए ना, सारे मिलजुल के चलेंगे।
With the states bickering over water, we come to you from the Hathni Kund barrage here on the border of Haryana and Himachal Pradesh. This is the barrage which goes on to divide water to five different states: Haryana, Himachal, Delhi, UP and Rajasthan.
मैं आभार व्यक्त करता हूं सुप्रीम कोर्ट का इस विषय में कि उन्होंने जो पंजाब ने एक असंवैधानिक एक्ट को पास करने का जो प्रयत्न किया उसके ऊपर सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने संज्ञान लिया और उसके ऊपर स्टे लगाया है.
Through a brazen display of defiance in the Punjab Assembly, the Badal government has scored yet another political victory over Haryana. With the central government playing neutral, it's a win-win situation for the Akali Dal, Congress and Indian National Lok Dal, while disadvantaged for the BJP. With camera person R.P. Jaiswal in Chandigarh, Anand Patel for NDTV.
Water wars between Punjab, Haryana and now Delhi all of a sudden has come into the story. Our competitive politics drowning out reason? That's what we are looking at this evening. Joining us, Kumar Bhatendra Singh, the BJP MP from Bijnor. Talochan Singh, former MP of the Rajya Sabha, someone very close to the Shiromani Akali Dal. Himmat Singh Shergill, the Aam Aadmi Party leader from Punjab, joins us from Chandigarh. Ashish Dua of the Congress Party. Himanshu Thakkar, a water expert and environmentalist with us. And Yogendra Yadav, the founder of the Jan Swaraj Abhiyan. We've got a big panel today, but it is an extremely pressing issue. Talochan Singh, sir, let me come to you first. Are you not in contempt of the Supreme Court by passing this resolution today? The Punjab Assembly passed a resolution saying that they will take only that decision which is in the interests of people of Punjab when it comes to water sharing. The Supreme Court has made it clear that the status quo needs to remain. Therefore, are you not in contempt of the Supreme Court?
I think we are sidetracking the issue.
Sidetracking, sir?
Yes. Because we are all now concerned how to solve the problem. We should discuss the measure to be adopted. How should we come out of the situation? If we are here only to blame whether Haryana or Punjab is doing what, one should understand the problem and what is the solution now.
But then why pass that resolution?
No, after all, Punjab, everybody knows, at wrong time, the Supreme Court has taken this, 10 years, this was lying there. Nobody was interested no, why the Supreme Court is keeping for 10
the
years.
The status quo must remain. So you're willing to defy the Supreme Court?
No, nobody is willing. After Supreme Court is the Supreme
then why pass that resolution?
No, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Because Punjab elections are so close, yeah, and then everybody knows that there is a fight between political parties and everybody wants to take credit. So the one should now see, after all, Haryana also need water. Punjab also sees there is no water available. So what is the solution? Even Supreme Court, when they decide, naturally they are again decide on certain merits so that satisfy both sides. So who should do it? That's what is the situation today.
Ashish Dua, I find it surprising that the Congress Party has also endorsed the Satluj-Yamuna link canal being shut down, that water shouldn't be shared between Punjab and Haryana. Election time.
If we see clearly what is happening now, I mean, if we are talking of the issue now, it is a heady cocktail of election, religion and emotion.
Including the Congress Party.
What is being played right after the drug menace that has that the state has suffered, state has failed on all the fronts. So the Shiromani Akali Dal government, BJP government, BJP is also part of the party governing power in Haryana as well as in centre.
So let's talk about Punjab. Why are you supporting them on the water issue?
I'm talking about Punjab itself. So after the sacrilege issue, after the Ram Rahim issues that they failed, so now the Shiromani Akali Dal is playing the emotive card with the people that they're trying to.
And why are you supporting them on water? I'm not interested in the emotive card. I'm asking you a simple question. Why do you want to ensure that no water goes from Punjab to Haryana? Why does the Congress Party back them?
Congress Party's view always has been the judiciary. It has been sub-judicial issue. And whatever has been the decision of courts, Congress has always abided by
But that's not what happened in the State Assembly. in the state assembly, you wanted to debate the words of the resolution. You wanted it perhaps to be even stronger, correct?
The dilemma of the state assembly would be, I would say, by the fact that Governor Kaptan Singh Solanki is a state governor of both the assemblies. And in his address, if you see, in Punjab Assembly, he is saying that Punjab has no water
to spare. You are not answering the question.
After a couple of days...
So let me make it simple for you.
You,
Mr. Bhartender Singh, I'll come to you in a minute. Sir, give me a half a second. Simple question. You don't want water to go from Punjab to Haryana. Yes or no?
Every state riparian or riparian water is the national property.
Yes.
Every state...
So the Congress party is in favor of water going from Punjab to Haryana?
But I would say here... That apart from these treaties and agreements that have happened decades earlier,
you're not answering the question.
The decades that the earlier, now the requirement of every state.
No
has
answer.
Changed.
I'm sorry, sir. The no requirement answer. You have given me absolutely
that,
no answer.
That needs to be relooked at.
Kuwar Bhatendra Singh.
That's the whole point.
Kuwar Bhatendra Singh. The BJP finds itself in a difficult position. You've got an alliance partner that insists that water cannot go from Punjab to Haryana. On the other hand, you have a government in Haryana. How are you going to deal with this situation?
Well, the difficult situations will always arrive in a water shortage country like India. We have to be more careful. We have to involve local people, local politicians, before we arrive at arrangements of sharing water. Now, this has to be viewed very carefully, in full detail, involving actual leaders on the ground. And so it's going to be a process, but once we start the process, it cannot be a process that is dictated by us. By
so the process has gone on for 61 years.
Yes, precisely.
It's been a problem for 61 years, sir. From the time that it was initially defined to Haryana becoming a separate state, to so many agreements which took place, to what the Supreme Court did in 2004, earlier on in the 90s as well. Now the Supreme Court has started monitoring the situation again. So nothing has changed in the last so many decades. What is going to happen now, sir?
This is happening because the solutions are not implemented, they are put on hold, you know, problems just carry on, and then, you know, and people just do things to play game to the senior leader sitting in the center, which is what happened in Indira Gandhiji's time, that Darbara Singh in Punjab and Bhajan Lal were just, you know, being the good boys and playing good politics with her. Now, this is not possible. Until we involve leaders on the ground, until we have a proper water sharing agreement agreed
sir,
by all.
Sir, there is a proper water sharing agreement. There is a proper water sharing agreement.
There is not.
Of course, sir. Punjab gets 4.22 million acre feet of water from the rivers. Haryana gets 3.5 million acre feet of water. Rajasthan gets more, 8.6. J&K gets 0.65. Delhi gets 0.20. This is being disputed.
Now, this is completely wrong, because the total amount of water available is only 6.6 MAF. So the figure that the grand figure that you're talking about doesn't exist in reality.
That's true.
So we need a real agreement.
That's an important
point to
make.
We need farmers to sit on the ground and sort it out.
I take that point.
Yes,
I take that point. I want to take that actually to you, Himanshu. Is that the problem? What was agreed upon way back in 1981 and endorsed and ratified later on is essentially on a piece of paper, that water doesn't exist.
Actually, the real problem is larger, a failure of water management.
Does the water exist, just as out of curiosity? Is this volume of water there in the Ravi, the Bias and the Sutlej?
See, largely it is there. This is supposed to be not every year. It's at a 75% dependability. So there will be years when there such a so much water will not be there.
And so it goes down.
In certain years, like this is a deficit monsoon, so there will be less water. But it is actually, if you look at the availability of water in the northwest India, it is the richest in water resources. And if you look at the whole issue, the water management, cropping pattern, and the failure of the policy, and in this failure, both the central government and the state government, current and past, they are all totally involved. None of them seems to be interested in raising the real issue of how to achieve more sustainable cropping pattern, how to achieve better water management. And that's complete failure in that is reflected in that. That's why this problem is lingering for so long, and none of them seem to be interested in this issue. And that's why they are just, when election times come, they are raising. 20 years back, 12 years back, if the Amrinder Singh government passed that legislation. The Supreme Court was handling for 12 years. It's again unfortunately that Supreme Court is taking up at this point when the elections are just due. You know, it's a very emotive issue. Actually, and even at the apex court level, what is required is really addressing this larger issue and how to achieve better water management so that so much water is available, it can be handled and even rivers can have water.
Just half a second, sir. Dr. Yogendra Yadav, I want to bring you in at this stage. The Satluj-Yamuna link canal, it's something that people have been hearing for decades. It's one of those great dreams that India has had. This is not destined to be completed. Punjab will never allow it to be completed. Now they are saying 5,330 acres of land has to be returned to farmers, and they've passed just this month the Punjab Satluj. They've just passed
today
an agreement, the Punjab Satluj Yamuna Link Canal agreement, whereby all of this land goes back to farmers. Right? They've terminated agreements as well. So therefore, this canal that exists is essentially a fraud. It always has been.
Vishnu, this dispute has a very long history. Unfortunately, most people in contemporary debates don't remember the history of the debate. And much of the questions that we're discussing today are questions which have been referred to, have been sorted out more than two decades ago. The question of how much water exists in this is precisely the question that was handed to Iradi Tribunal almost three decades ago. But what we are witnessing today is not those larger, deeper questions. I personally believe that the dispute between Haryana and Punjab is a fairly limited, delimited dispute, which can be sorted out precisely if there is any will. And it is not really the question today. What we are witnessing today, Vishnu, has nothing to do with that small difference that does persist.
Yes.
And it also does not have to do with the deeper and larger questions that Himanshu Thakkar rightly raised. What we are witnessing today is a very limited question of a ruling party which has completely lost legitimacy, which can see defeat writ large on the wall, which therefore resorts to complete desperate gimmickry, and we find an opposition which has no courage, no integrity to call the bluff. The Congress wants to outdo the Akalis, no matter what their spokesperson is saying on the panel. What they did in the assembly was that they tried to outdo the Akalis. They said, we are completely with you. The BJP speaks in two tongues, one in Punjab, one in Haryana. And Aam Aadmi Party, the same person speaks in two tongues.
Yes.
One in Punjab, one in Delhi. I mean, this is astonishing hypocrisy of our political culture. And what is leading is to a constitutional deadlock.
Yogendra, just one second. I want to go across actually to the Aam Aadmi Party leader from Punjab, Himmat Singh Shergill. Mr. Shergill, why are you speaking in two tongues? Today, Arvind Kejriwal said that, oh, no, you know, it needs to be sorted out. Water is there for everyone. Why then did he actually say that Punjab doesn't have enough water to give Haryana? Because you have elections.
I want to get some things factually correct.
Okay.
Right now there is water sharing going on between many states. But the difference is that SYL is an incomplete canal. It is not a complete canal. And this has had a very checkered history. And the history is very important. It's been there for decades, and Akali Dal, Congress, BJP, they've all played political games.
And you are now playing political games also.
They blow cold, they blow. No, we are standing by the righteousness. And because, see, the thing is that just give me 30 seconds. Punjab has got less water than Haryana. It's a fact. Now the thing is that
no,
what is happening,
that's
is
not a fact, sir.
That
fact.
Mr. Badal, it is a matter of fact. Mr. G.S. Dhillon, who is an expert in affairs of water, he has made statements.
Okay.
Mr. Kumidan has made statements. It's a matter of fact. I will email you all the relevant documents. Now, please kindly, most importantly, now this is a notification dated 1978.
Yes.
This is a notification to acquire the land for SYL.
Yes.
And that time the Chief Minister was Mr. Prakash Singh Badal.
Yes.
And also the substantial part of this canal was built in 86 onwards when there was an Akali government in Punjab.
Yes.
And Captain Amrinder Singh was the agriculture minister.
And so therefore you're pointing out double standards. So you're pointing out double standards, right? No, that's what you're trying to do.
What I am saying is, yes, we are exposing them. We are exposing them nearly 16 years since this controversy has started.
How are you exposing them 16 years later? One minute. This is the part I don't understand. How are you exposing them 16 years later if Arvind Kejriwal says that there is not enough water in Punjab to give to Haryana? Are you not endorsing exactly what the Akalis are saying now?
The thing is, we are exposing them because now, let me complete. Right now it is election year. 16 years he does nothing.
So you are supporting them, you are supporting their point of view now.
No, we are saying that, SYL, it was not an agreement under normal circumstances. It was Mrs. Indira Gandhi, under pressure, like Mr. Darbara Singh, Mr. Bhajan Lal, and then later on Mr. Prakash Singh Badal, Mr. Devilal, they all had vested interests. And this was a loot of Punjab. Kindly now, one more thing. In Haryana, there are two rivers, Ghaggar and Yamuna. Not a drop comes to Punjab. Punjab has got lesser river water than Haryana. It's a matter of fact. I'm saying with all words at my command.
Let me ask you a related question. Mr. Bhartendra Singh, I'll come to you in 1 minute. Mr. Sherge, yes, let me ask you this. Haryana has now said that they will not give any water to Delhi. Right? Because Arvind Kejriwal has said there is not enough water from Punjab to go to Haryana. Does this not put your party in a difficult situation? On the one hand, you in Punjab want to ensure that water remains in Punjab. On the other hand, you've got an Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi which needs water but are now being told by Haryana that water is not coming your way because Arvind Kejriwal has said something. Don't you find yourself in a difficult position?
Now please, this is a factual thing. Right now there is water sharing going on. Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, it is all Haryana, Delhi, it is going on. This is of an unbuilt canal. Kindly appreciate this controversy regarding SYL. Let me tell you one more thing. Then what happened?
I'm talking about water sharing.
Now this...
SYL is the Yamuna link canal is incomplete. Let's move on. Right? Yes. We're talking about water sharing.
And
now.
One more thing. Yes, what happened? And this is a checkered history. Then the chief engineer who was building this canal was assassinated. The superintendent engineer who was building this canal was assassinated. The laborers who were building this canal, many of them, they were killed.
You can share the entire history of the Satluj Yamuna link canal. I can share sordid history as well. We've got all the papers with us. We've done a lot of research. I'm asking you a political question, Himat Singh Shergill. The question is this. Arvind Kejriwal has said one thing.
Yes, please.
You are doing something else in Punjab. Are you not in contradiction between your Punjab unit and your Delhi unit? Has Arvind Kejriwal's remarks embarrassed you?
No, we are not in contradiction at all. Please kindly appreciate, this is regarding SYL. Now, SYL has had a checkered history. This is regarding this canal because, no water from Yamuna.
Okay, I want to make a point. Go ahead. Bhartendra Singh, I'll come to you.
Please. When we are discussing, we should also realize what are the main issues also. Bhakhda started in 1960. Now the 50 years, the silting of the Bhakhda reservoir is so much, nobody has ever tried how much silt has gone there. Secondly, the share of this water, 8 MAF has gone to Rajasthan. We are not ever discussing why the major share of the water which was available to Punjab and Haryana has gone to Rajasthan. Now,
because it's a desert state.
Yes. No. After all, they have not at all riparian. They are not at all concerned with this water anywhere. The major share has gone to Pakistan. After all, when Pandit Nehru decided, 45 MAF was the water available. So, major share went to Pakistan. And only Punjab got 8 went to Rajasthan. And only now 7 point something to be shared between Punjab and Haryana.
So you feel that Rajasthan, a desert state with fewer water resources,
and we are becoming Haryana, Punjab is becoming desert. Now Punjab is using 14 lakh tube wells.
Kuwar Bhatinder Singh, you've been waiting very patiently. Go ahead, sir. Mr. Bhatinder Singh, go ahead.
No, firstly, I would like to agree with Yogendra ji that that it's been a long dispute, and we cannot take it lightly. And now, with the elections just around the corner, is the worst time to handle this issue, because it needs to be sorted out with balanced minds, with calm hearts. We cannot have election rabble rousing on one hand going on, and the dispute being addressed on the other.
So you do accept that it is election rabble rousing happening in the Punjab Assembly today? It's rabble rousing with elections in mind, which includes your party.
With the election 1 year away, who can refute that?
Right.
Why do you think the AAP spokesperson is being so vehement and criticizing? But at the same time, I want to agree with him that there is nothing more irritating for everybody, especially farmers, than an incomplete canal. Why was the canal left incomplete for 40 years? Now, country has moved on. The south and the northeast are producing a whole lot of rice. Punjab is suffering because they have too much of surplus paddy in their government godowns. So we need to look at replanning crop patterns. We want to involve farmers in that. We want to look at replanning irrigation waters and sharing of irrigation waters, sharing it with whoever needs it. Even if Rajasthan needs water to drink, it is our country. We need to supply thirsty people water.
Well,
to
that's exactly the point, sir. That's what people in Haryana are desperately saying. Give us water. Yogendra Yadav, I found what Mr. Bhatinder Singh said really revealing. That look, with elections 1 year away, who can stop politicking? These are my words, not his. Who can stop politicking as far as the issue of water is concerned? Isn't this unfortunate in a sense that we're talking about water, Vishnu, a lifeline, being the center of politics?
Vishnu, Mr. Bhatinder is being candid while others are not. But everyone is telling you that. Didn't you hear every single answer to every question contained the word election in it? None of your question pertained to election. Every answer said election. So what they are telling you in somewhat civilized language, in somewhat long-winded answers is, well, it's election year, don't ask us questions. Sab chalta hai, election year. What they are doing, they don't realize what they are doing. Here is a state assembly which is telling the Supreme Court of India, no matter what you order, we shall not implement it. And here are opposition parties saying, yeah, that's a great idea, we'll all join you. I mean, do they realize what they are doing to the constitutional order of this country? This is deadlock. Close to becoming a breakdown. Constitutional breakdown is what they are pushing with this complete irresponsibility.
Right.
In the case of Congress and BJP, I want to know, what does their national leadership stand for? And at the end of all your interrogation of Mr. Himat Singh Shergill, I actually know much less about what Aam Aadmi Party stands for than I initially thought he did. Because he has gone around on television and everywhere. After Arvind Kejriwal gave his first statement, Mr. Himat Singh Shergill and Sucha Singh Chhotepur went around saying, aha, our leader has given a statement, now Sonia Gandhi has to respond. Where do they stand today? I honestly do not know what their party stands for. So this is complete hypocrisy, which with complete irresponsibility. We should of course not be saying whether Haryana is right or Punjab is right. Both of them could be wrong. And if Haryana says they want to stop Delhi's water, they are completely wrong. This is another constitutional impropriety. How can we allow something like this to take place?
Himat Singh Shergill wants to come in over there.
Parties to
and then I'll
ways?
Come to you. Mr. Shergill, quickly. Yes, go ahead.
I want to tell Mr. Yadav and everyone that we are not doing politics.
You are not
this
doing
is
politics.
Here, we are exposing them. We are not doing
what
politics.
Kindly.
So the thing is, that these are.
Please tell me that.
These are. I will tell you. Now the thing is, we are exposing their historical sins. Punjab has been looted. Historically, you see, Punjab, it has been looted, and Prakash Singh Badal and Mr. Devilal, they both,
what
you see the kind of properties Mr. Badal
today?
Has built in Haryana. 2 5-star hotels.
What do you
we
stand for today?
Mr. Badal's family.
Yogendra has a very basic question. What do you stand for today?
We stand for honesty. We
honesty.
Stand for integrity.
Integrity.
We stand for justice.
What is
we
your
stand
water
for
policy?
Insaf. We stand
what
for
is
insaf.
Your water policy?
Water policy is that Punjab has got lesser water than Haryana.
Right.
SYL, it has a checkered history. And how, under what circumstances, Punjab was forced to do these...
You know what? The this leaders is, of this Punjab is a remarkable program. The Aam Aadmi Party, the Congress, the BJP and the Shiromani Akali Dal are saying exactly the same thing. Water must remain in Punjab. Water has been a historic problem. And all of you have made it the political issue over here. But yet you still keep attacking each other. Leaders are saying the same thing.
Incomplete canal.
Incomplete canal. Everybody knows it's incomplete.
Kindly.
What is your government's...
Why? Because the whole agreements were under
Congress leadership's position as far as water sharing is concerned. Because we know Amrinder Singh was very aggressive in the state assembly, we are told. He wanted to say a lot more about that resolution. Perhaps he wanted it to be even stronger.
Water policy of Aam Aadmi Party is...
No, I'm asking about the Congress
I'll
Party.
I'll just tell you.
No, please. I'll just mention. You have evaded the question first. Please answer the question, sir.
To irrigate their party in Punjab, they have dried out Delhi.
That is a water policy
of Aam Aadmi Party.
Let us not make mudslinging. What is the position of Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi on water?
Second, about the land being returned to the farmers. Akali Dal very well knows that is an impossible job. With so many years passed, to identify the owners, so many have been dead.
What is the position of Sonia Gandhi on the ownership of the land is with
irrigation department. Revenue department has to do mutation.
You are not answering my question.
So that is an impossible task. What they have taken out.
All due respect, can I ask the question? Then can you answer? Say you can't answer the question.
What is Rahul Gandhi
and Sonia Gandhi's position on water sharing between Punjab and Haryana?
I think every state needs to have its share of water for its requirements.
Okay.
The requirements need to be
and that is tested, the position of the central
tested,
leadership
tested with the times.
Okay.
There has to be relooked at the entire thing. What is the water requirement with the population going up for Haryana, population going up with Punjab,
leadership the cropping patterns change. There's an additional in favor of the resolution passed in the Punjab Assembly, which seems to be in contempt of what the Supreme Court has said.
The stand of the state assemblies is, as I told you, the governor's speech will reveal what is the state assembly's stand. Shiromani Akali Dal MLA...
You back the resolution?
Shiromani Akali Dal MLA from Haryana backs the Haryana stand.
So you back the resolution in the state assembly.
State assembly is a different matter.
It's a different matter, Punjab state assembly. We're talking about Punjab.
We want it to be sorted by the tribunal. We want it to be sorted by the Supreme Court.
Of course.
We want to be.
In the meanwhile, you back the resolution.
Sorted by the expert panel.
In the meanwhile, you back the resolution.
But the way Akali government has gone about arousing passions is not right.
Okay.
Is not correct.
Himanshu, you've been listening to this. They're all saying the same thing, right?
Yeah. See, I think there's two or three points I want to make. One is that the central government is also failure. Mm-hmm. Even the current central government, they have done nothing. They have been already in 1.5 years in power. They have done nothing to resolve this issue. The cropping pattern, the water management, sharing of water. They have done absolutely nothing in that direction. Secondly, Aam Aadmi Party, a new entrant, unfortunately is jumping into the bandwagon which the Akalis and the Congress have been doing for so long. But the most sad part of this thing is the reason why Punjab Assembly is passing such an arrogant resolution today is because they did exactly same thing 12 years back. And Supreme Court took 12 years. You know, it allowed that illegality. 12 years back to overturn another Supreme Court order, Amrinder Singh passed a resolution where they take the cancelling all agreements with all states. Why did Supreme Court took 12 years? That was completely illegal.
You brought up the case of the Supreme Court, and Yogendra, you may be best placed to answer this question. In 2004, there was the Punjab terminated agreements in 2004. There is now a presidential reference which has taken place on the basis of which the Supreme Court has to decide on the legality of the termination of what happened in 2004. So the Supreme Court's hands are bound.
But that reference went 2004, not now.
But why?
That's what we say, na? 12 years.
Exactly. Why Supreme Court taking
now? They could have waited for another year.
Or they could have done earlier.
When they know the question is
Yogendra?
And given a signal, this
can't be. We can't question the timing of the Supreme Court. They do it when they want. I'm just trying to understand historically. This 2004 is when Punjab terminated its agreements act, right? And there was a presidential reference. Yeah. It's taken so much time. Why is this happening now in the Supreme Court?
It is happening now because suddenly Haryana government took it for reasons that BJP government would understand best. And the Supreme Court decided to hear for reasons that Supreme Court would understand best. Himanshu is absolutely right to say, basically, Haryana government went to Supreme Court in 1996 to say, why is SYL canal not being built? In 2004, Supreme Court finally gives a verdict to say, yes, it should be built. 2002, it says, yes, it should be built within a year. In 2003, Haryana again goes to Supreme Court to say, now there's a contempt of court. Then this is when Amrinder Singh government says, we have nothing to do with it. We abrogate all those acts. This was a very, very strange situation, exactly of the kind that we have today. And then the government, the Bajpayee government, which was a friendly government, instead of simply saying this is nonsense, they actually sent it to Supreme Court. And it is very sad that the Supreme Court of India has sat over this for more than 10 years. This could have been resolved. Supreme Court was the right forum to resolve it. That it could not be sent resolved earlier has actually contributed. I would again say it is a very limited dispute. It could have been resolved. It can still be resolved without pitting Haryana against Punjab. It's the most unfortunate way of
without raising passions.
Unfortunately, politicians on both sides have no appetite for resolution. And this party, the Akali Dal, which is bound to be defeated, which is one of the most hated governments now in recent times, is using this occasion to arouse passions. And everyone else is playing into that game. This is mockery of politics.
Okay, fine.
This
is one of the worst in our country's politics.
You see, I am very clear when I started the debate that we are here to see what can be done now. I am very much clear that the water, what we are mentioning, is not available. Silting of all canals are unworthy of taking water. The seepage of water in all Rajasthan canal is so much that Punjab is suffering. Rajasthan cannot take that much water which they are having. So we should all work together. I have seen a letter by the Chief Minister of Haryana, Omkar Chautala, that why not Government of India also open the question with Pakistan? Because they got 2/3 share of the water to Pakistan. Why can't at this time all of us agree to a new tribunal, time bound, and let's guide it by Supreme Court and take up all issues. And Rajasthan should also
come. Okay, last comments. Yes, go ahead, Mr.
You know, I would agree in the sense that we need to have a fresh relook. Because if we see other disputes in the country, Krishna, Godavari, you know, no matter of coercion, legal, administrative measures have been able to solve the problems across all these years, all these decades, and which have been pending even for more than a century. So, you know, once the entire fresh look is done, SYL is made to be beneficial to Punjab.
This fresh look is language which has been used for decades.
So in the sense that Punjab doesn't see it as a discrimination. It needs to be sorted out.
Will the Supreme Court finally decide on this issue? Mr. Bhatinder Singh, last comment to you. I wanted to ask you about the role of the Prime Minister now. It's a real mess. It's a real mess. There are lives being affected. If water doesn't come to Haryana, people are going to be affected. Yes, there are political stakes in Punjab. What do you believe the Prime Minister, as the leader of this country, needs to do to try and sort this out?
Well, it is actually a regional issue and it has to be resolved by regional leaders. When Trilochan Singh Ji was in power, he had a central ministerial portfolio. Bansilal Ji and Prakash Singh Badal Saab, they could not resolve the issue. Therefore, the matter was put on hold by Atal Ji. Until we involve the local leaders, the regional leaders, and under the guidance of a senior Supreme Court leader, Supreme Court judge, this has to be sorted out involving everybody. Then only we can have a lasting solution. And it cannot be done 1 year before the election. Let's just be honest and face up to this. We've had our share of rabble rousing in this program. I don't think we really discussed sharing waters here.
That's true. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. And Mr. Bhatinder Singh, I appreciate your being as direct as you are, that election year now, nothing's going to get sorted out in a jiffy. Perhaps once again, we need to see where the Supreme Court goes with this. We need to take a short break up after that. Iron Fist, the Indian Air Force's big exercise, show of might in the Pokhran Desert. But we also look at the larger issue of its depleting strength in terms of the number of squadrons that it operates. It was a huge show of strength out in the desert in the Pokhran range, that's near Jaisalmer. The Indian Air Force called it Iron Fist. It happens once every 3 years. It's an opportunity for the Indian Air Force to showcase its firepower. That they did. More than 180 aircraft did take part, striking many targets on the ground and some targets in the air as well. We'll just bring you a glimpse at some of the footage over there. The President was there, the Prime Minister was there, the three service chiefs were there. It was an opportunity also for the Indian Air Force to showcase some of its indigenous items, the Tejas light combat aircraft, the LCA, which fired a missile and launched and dropped a bomb as well. For the first time, the LCH, the light combat helicopter, which will shortly be entering the Indian Air Force. That's the LCA that you see on your screen over there. Questions will be asked about the effectiveness of the exercise today itself, but I think the larger issue that we really need to raise is the depleting squadron strength of the Indian Air Force. That's gone down substantially. So while we have these shows of might, what is the reality behind where the Indian Air Force presently stands? Joining us now, a veteran fighter pilot, Mirage 2000 expert, Air Vice Marshal P.S. Ahluwalia. Also, Air Vice Marshal Manmohan Bahadur, an extremely experienced former helicopter pilot. Thank you both very much for joining us. Air Marshal Ahluwalia, to you first. The squadron strength has come down. In simple terms, this means, and the Vice Chief said it actually a couple of days back, we cannot fight a war against China and Pakistan together.
Yes, that's what the Vice Chief said, and in a way that's correct. In the sense that firstly, the task that is given by the government has to be clearly defined, for which you need a military strategy, which will depend on your national security strategy. Only then will you be able to decide what sort of force levels do you need. But yep, let's face it, that the depletion is going to start from about 2018 onwards, where a good 12 squadrons or so of the MiG-21s and the 27s are going to draw down. And if that happens and the LCA does not come on this horizon, that is going to be a catastrophe. But having said that, I think it's very necessary for us to calculate the combat potential between our adversaries and what we have. And if you calculate the combat potential, you won't keep harping on, 45 squadrons and 44 and 38, etc. I think it's necessary to understand what the adversaries have and what we should have. The next point is that we need to decide whether we want technology, do we want quality, or do we want numbers. I think the days of numbers are over. What we need is quality, as you probably must have seen in the air show today. I didn't see it, of course, but if there were any misses, it's obviously very apparent that you do not have technology, because technology today will give you something like over 90% SSKP for kills. And that is so crucial. So, where is the LCA? Is it on the horizon? Where is the Rafale? When is it going to come? How many are going to come? Now, all these things have to be clearly defined. And the government has to play a very important role. If you see the defense budget this year, actually, in real terms, it will be minus.
Air Marshal Manmohan Bahadur, let's talk about the Rafale. We've been speaking about it for such a long time. It may not even come now, according to some reports. Who knows, even if it does come, it will be in very small numbers. The Air Force wanted at least 126. There were stock of 200. If they get it, that's a big if, they're getting only 36. Where does this leave the Indian Air Force? Because there is modernization happening to the north and the east. There is modernization happening to the west in Pakistan.
The plan is very clear. Once the government has decided that only 36 Rafales would come, the Air Force would work around those numbers. Please do remember that you have the Sukhoi is coming up, building up to the full strength of 272, which should happen in a few years' time, the full numbers. That's one. Number two, the talk on the FGFA, talks are on between HAL and the Russians. That will come around 2025 or so.
Why are you so optimistic, Air Marshal?
Supposed to go down.
You're very optimistic, Air Marshal Bahadur. A lot of people would say that we're in real trouble when it comes to the talks with the Russians. The plans, sir, but the plans have failed. Let's face it. The Air Force's plans have failed. MMRCA has failed. That was a medium multi-role combat aircraft deal. That started more than a decade back. It's not here right now. the deal with the Russians is stalled right now. Even if it happens, it's going to be delayed, sir. Why are you so optimistic, Air Vice Marshal Manmohan Bahadur?
I am optimistic because the chief has himself made a statement that the numbers should be up by 2026 or so, if I remember the figures correctly.
But sir, previous chiefs have also said that now we would have been operating 126 medium multi-role combat aircraft, sir. So chiefs make statements. Chiefs cannot make bad statements, sir. There is a force that is looking on at them. And it's not really in the hands of the Air Force. It's in the hands of the government.
No, that is correct. The point is that the modalities and the numbers that have to be worked on are worked on the availability. So now if case the programs don't go through, then the Air Force works around those numbers.
Right.
So I do feel that the figure of the year 2026 which has been given, I think that's substantially correct. That's what I feel.
I don't know why we're going to 2026. We got to talk about 2018. We got to talk about 2018-19. We got to talk about the drawdown of a good 10 to 12 squadrons of the MiG-27 / the MiG-21s. And going on to 26 doesn't make any sense. And I can tell you categorically, the FGFA is out. It cannot be so.
That's the Russian stealth fighter.
The FGFA is the fifth generation fighter aircraft. It has not even got an engine as yet. And supersonic cruise was one of the most essential items. So it's using a Su-30 engine, right? It is absolutely, there are no precision weapons as yet. There's no AESA radar. AESA is a radar which is electronically scanned, and that's the latest, and that will happen in the next 10 years. We have to have it. There's no question.
Okay.
So the FGF is out. Now what happens? Do we have the LCA in place? Is it going to come up from the Mark 1? We were supposed to go on to the Mark 2. Now we've changed it to the Mark 1A.
Mm-hmm.
The Mark 1A is going to have the same engine, the 414-404, and not the 414. So therefore, it is a little bit of a, we're taking a little hit here.
Step back. Not
step
a big
backwards.
One,
no, you have to have precision weapons.
Okay.
Where is the radar? So therefore, it is very crucial for the Air Force, through the government, to get a backup plan.
Okay.
And what is going to be the backup plan is the question. Do we go for something off the shelf and then make in India? Because the whole theory is today, make in India. There's no time for development. So we can get something, we can get it off the shelf and make it here in India, in okay. collaboration.
So, you're talking about make in India. Air Vice Marshal Bahadur, one aircraft which is made in India, something we need to be really proud about, is the LC-8, the light combat helicopter. It was featured today. How much of a difference is the induction of that helicopter into the Indian Army and the Indian Air Force going to make?
That will make a lot of difference, because there is no other helicopter in the world that can go and land at 15,000 feet and deliver armament at those altitudes. The LCH was born out of our experience at Kargil, wherein we found that we were found wanting in delivering armament from helicopters in narrow valleys. So with the LCH coming of age, it's still going to take a few years because the prototype testing is still on. The armament integration is still on. But once the LCH comes online, we really have a good helicopter going, unmatched, and no other country makes a helicopter of that capability. High altitude and all the armament presently which the ALH carries, minus a lot of weight because it's only a two-man aircraft.
All right.
And as far as the LCA Mark 1A is concerned, I think the Air Force has taken a conscious decision, a very
right.
conscious decision. And I think we should go along with the decision makers in the Air Force,
yep.
who say that the 1A, which requires four basic things, the radar, the EW suite, the air-to-air refueling, and one more thing, we should see it in 4 years' time, is
yep.
what they say. I think we should go along with that.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank both of you very much for joining us. Is the glass half empty or is it half full? I think that's the question with the Indian Air Force is concerned. But today was a day when the Air Force decided to show off its strength, but depleting squadron strength, depleting acquisitions, a cause of serious concern. Nobody doubts that in the Air Force at all. Run out of time. Goodbye.